We can go live through satellite to Beirut to talk to Neda Hashwi, a political analyst who is joining us via our Beirut studios. Neda Hashwi, it's good to have you with us. Tell me, the thing with the recent situation in Bahrain is that Libya, for the most part, interestingly, it has been the focus of attention of most of the world media. I'm sure you agree to that. And there is very little talk of Bahrain and what's happening there. Why do you think Bahrain has slipped off the radar?
Well, that's very obvious because Bahrain in its ruling regime is their number one, maybe the second number to a U.S. ally. So definitely they're going to keep quiet about what's going on, and U.S. gets paid enough by the Saudis to keep their mouths shut about what's happening, about the genocide and the torture and the killing that's been happening. I mean, what the Bahrain regime has done lately has really stepped over the red line. There's unthinkable. This is what they've, you know, we saw the priest in Florida burn a copy of the Holy Quran, and what we've seen in Bahrain lately is the Khalifa burning dozens of Quran. So I see a very similarity to what's happening. It's let me remind you a little bit. It's like I've seen. It's like a deja vu to me. About what the Israel Zionist state is doing in Palestine, the destructions of homes, the destructions of mosques, the killing of people. You know, they're using the same technique with their own people. What are they doing exactly? I have no idea. I mean, they think they're trying so hard to bring it into a sectarian war, but till now this thing didn't happen because the Bahraini people, whether it's Sunni or Shia, they're very well aware of what's happening. This Khalifa dictator has to be removed immediately because, but like I'm telling you, he's very well backed up, first of all, by the Saudi, and the Saudi, their number one ally to the U.S., and the U.S., they're keeping their eyes closed, shut down about what's happening. That's why they're always making us busy with something else, whether it's Libya or Yemen or Syria now, or they're trying their hardest to do something in other places like where they don't care about the regime. But of course, let's not forget about Bahrain and what it is to U.S. It's the largest fleet for the U.S. is presented there. So this is what's happening. But with the burning of the Quran and the destruction of mosques, this is beyond explanation to me. I mean, we're talking about Islam. A Muslim person would not do something like this. What are we showing to the West here? What basically is the outcome of these things and what they're doing? Are they really thinking of their actions, or are they just or the chair or the ruling is that important to them? I see they're just going out of their mind. They don't know what to do anymore because they wanted Iran to get involved from the beginning. But Iran is way wiser than that to actually get involved in something like this. I think we're going to see more vicious actions towards the protesters. I really can't say what could it be because, I mean, after the burning of the Quran, anything goes now.
Of course, Neda Hashwi in Beirut. You know, every attack is really troubling. It is really disturbing. You see every attack on anyone. But, you know, it especially gets bad when you see that a medical professional is targeted because it is not only impacting one person, it impacts that person along with the people who had the chance of being treated 5, 10, 15, you name it. of people who could be treated in a situation like this. What do you think the Bahraini government is really trying to target?
They're basically trying to diminish every single, it's very quite clear right now, every single Shiite person in Bahrain. They just want to, they want to commit a genocide, like I said. They want to get rid of all of them. And like, how can you explain a small country that it's ruled by the majority of its people are ruled by the minority and by a crucial dictatorship that wants to do, and don't forget that he actually made it to be a monarchy. This is something a plan. If you look back a little bit, a monarchy means that this actual land, it's his. And so he can do whatever he wants with it. He can kill, he can, like, he's taking us back to the old days, to the 16th maybe century. He's saying in his own, he can do whatever he wants with the people. He can kill, he can destroy houses. And with the last thing that he did with the mosque, what kind of religion does he have, this person? I mean, if he goes and burns the Holy Quran, this is, we're talking about something that is, it shouldn't be touched. I mean, what's going on in this world? You know, I believe the U.S. and its allies, of course, and we know exactly who they are. They are going into a turning point right now. It's like the a point of no return. They don't know where they're getting at. They don't know what to do anymore. And United States is torn up between their allies and its own value, because we see their allies killing, destroying. Where's the human rights in all of this? We see the United States singing about how people should be treated, and look at the destruction in Bahrain. We see no human rights whatsoever. So the Bahrain, you know, like I said, the ruling regime, they're using a technique that they're using, the Zionist technique. The Zionist wants to get rid of the Palestinian, the Khalifa wants to get rid of the Shia, which is unfortunately, but you know what, I'm telling him from now, the way that I see it, it's going to backfire right in his face, and it's going to, and I believe United States hasn't learned yet what the Arab can do. How they can, they don't care, you know, they can offer their own life in order to get their own dignity and freedom. United States will never learn for any mistakes that they've done already. So if they want to keep backing up these kind of regimes, they're going to end up, and like I said, in a point of no return.
Okay. Saida Shahabi in London, of course, like Nada Hajri was saying, it's been 60 years almost for the Israeli regime that it's not, or it hasn't been able to quell what they term as violence. If we have Saad al-Shahabi with us, I think we have lost connection with him. But basically the question was if we are to believe that it's been 60 years. Okay, let's put the same question to Neda Hashri now. Neda, like you were saying, you know, it's been 60 years, almost 60 years, for the Israeli regime not to have been able to fully clamp down on the will of the Palestinian nation. Like you said, there's going to be some lesson that someone has to learn over here. I mean, like, you know, these are all tested old techniques. Now, the Bahraini government in year 2011 has started acquiring the same technique of cracking down on his own nation. Will they be able to do that?
What's the last couple of words you said?
Yes, actually the last couple of words were, will the Bahraini government be able to clamp down on its own people, quell what they term as violence using the same old tested techniques of the Israeli regime in Palestine, that is coming down hard on people?
Yeah, yeah. No, you know what? They're gonna, like I said, they're not gonna stop. They're not gonna stop. They're gonna do whatever they can to destroy whatever they can. And of course, they're not gonna be called terrorists like Israel is never a terrorist country. Israel is a very well-known state that is very well respected by the Westerns and by America. And the Bahraini, they're trying to do the same thing, but in Bahrain, it's very difficult for them to actually succeed, because we're dealing with its own, their own people. We're dealing with Bahrainis. They for some odd reason, they don't consider them Bahrainis just because they're Shia. You know, enough with this sectarian game. You know, they've tried. This is a Western game. This is a Zionist in particular game that they've tried to play it all over the Middle East, and it's, they want to make it, try to make it a succeed in Bahrain, but I believe that it's not going to succeed this way. He's going to keep on doing the Khalifa whatever he can to actually try to kill more of the protesters. And we see, they're not even using any weapons against the ruling regime. They want to keep it the way it is. He will never succeed. I think it's going to backfire in front of his face. Definitely backed up by Saudi. Saudi, let's not forget about what's happening right now in its own land. But definitely the media is so very well secured, sure, there, that we don't know what's going on.
Right.
But it's gonna actually go on to Saudi, Kuwait, and mm-hmm. God knows where.
Okay. Thank you, Nada.